Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day three of our grilling recipes brings me to one of my favorite things to cook on the grill. And I say my favorite because a lot of people really can't cook this on the grill, but I figured out a way to perfect it. So I absolutely think you're going to love it and enjoy it. This is my recipe we're cooking up today here at Quail Park in beautiful Visalia, California, for grilled prawns with root vegetable and roasted fingerling potatoes. Let's get started. What we're going to need to do first is take 8 large or colossal prawns. Now, we're going to make sure the tails stay on, but they need to be deveined. I remember watching on a cooking show once this amateur cook was trying to tell the chef why she doesn't like deveining her shrimp, and I thought it was absolutely hilarious. Deveining our shrimp is very important, or deveining our prawns. And the only reason why we do it is very simple. We don't want to eat shrimp poop or prawn poop, so we have to take the devein out. Now, the vein is found in the back of the prawn. So where the back is arched over of the prawn, that's actually the stomach. And we're going to remove that, running it under cold water. We're going to make sure that all the shell is off because you can't eat the shells as well. And once it's deveined and cleaned, we'll go ahead and put that in some cold water. You could put that on top of some ice, which is also a better thing to do if you're going to cook with it right away. I would recommend putting it on ice so those prawns or shrimp, whatever you have, stay really, really cold because we don't want them to get hot. Once they get hot, that's when bacteria start to spread. We don't want nobody to get sick. So once they're cleaned and deveined, we're going to go ahead and we're going to put a little bit of salt and pepper to taste on those. And you could add, if you want it to be spicy, add some cayenne. If you want it to have a little bit more of a French style, you can add some herb de Provence. All we do is we just put the prawn in a little bit of olive oil with some garlic, and then you put whatever spices you want in there. But salt and pepper always just works good depending on what you're serving it with. Now we're going to take blanched carrots, parsnips, and daikon that are not fork tender, but really close. So we're going to go ahead and season those with a little bit of salt and pepper to taste and put those on the grill as well. Now, before you put these on, I would highly recommend using pan spray or Pam or Crisco spray, whatever you have, because they will stick to the grill if the grill is not properly cleaned and if it's not properly seasoned. So we want to make sure that area is nice and ready for these particular vegetables, only because we don't want them to stick. You only got to cook the prawns on the grill for about a solid 3.5 to 4 minutes if they're the big boys. And once they're fully there, you'll know it. They're absolutely amazing. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.